Thank you for tuning in to our Gorilla Talk. Here at Blackpool Zoo, we do have a group of 6 Western Lowland gorillas. A group of gorillas is also known as a troop. Our troop here at Blackpool Zoo is led by the dominant male silverback gorilla, Bukavu. We also have 2 females, Maliki and Najima, and 3 juveniles, Maisie, Mwanda and Makari. Makari is our youngest and our smallest gorilla, and he was born here in 2017. Makari has a white patch on the base of his spine. A lot of young gorillas have this white patch, and it's to help to signal to the rest of the troop that they are juveniles, so therefore the rest of the gorillas need to be a little bit more cautious and a little bit more careful when interacting with them. But this little white patch also helps to signal to their mothers where they are within the rest of the troop as well, to help the mothers keep a close eye on them. The female gorillas, they do give birth to one young after a gestation period of around 9 months, and for the first 3 years of this young's life, it was spent with very close to their mother, learning all the different behaviours and even sleeping in the same nests as them. However, after around 3 years, the gorillas will gain a little bit more independence and even start to make their own nests at night. Once they reach around 8 years old, when they reach maturity, these gorillas might start to venture off on their own to leave to join another troop or even start a troop of their own. Western Lowland gorillas come from areas across Africa, located near to the Congo, and they do come from these rainforest areas, as the rainforest provides lots of different foods and lots of different shelter for these gorilla troops. The gorillas, they are omnivores. They do have a very mixed diet. They eat lots of different vegetation, so lots of different plants, leaves, fruits, seeds and nuts out in the wild, but they also do eat things like insects as well. Especially when the insects are located on their different vegetation or when they are grooming each other to strengthen those bonds amongst each other in the troop. Here at Blackpool Zoo, we do feed them a very wide range of foods. So we do feed them lots of different fruits, vegetables, as well as vegetation, lots of different leaves and plant matter, but we also feed them pellets as well. So these pellets make sure they have all of the right nutrients and all the right minerals into their diets. The fruit that we have here for our own consumption is a lot higher in sugar than what they'd be eating out in the wild, so we do have to substitute a lot of their fruit for vegetables. Similar to us, it's not too good for them to have too much sugar in their diets, but they do equally enjoy all of the vegetables that we do give them. We like to do things such as a scatter feed, which is where we throw food all around their enclosure, so they have to use all of those natural instincts and all of those natural abilities to help find all of their food. Very similar foraging style as to what they'd be used to out in the wild. Unfortunately, Western Lowland gorillas, they are classified as critically endangered, and that is due to a number of different reasons. One of those reasons is the bushmeat trade. A lot of people go out into these rainforest areas to hunt the gorillas as a source of bushmeat, either to eat themselves or to sell onto in a market. So it's really important we try and encourage people to find an alternative source of food and an alternative source of income. Our gorillas, they are also affected due to the fact that they are so similar to humans. They share 98% of their DNA with humans, which means they're very susceptible to human diseases such as things as the Ebola virus. So even when people are going into their habitats for non-threatening reasons, it can still have a negative effect on this species. We do support a charity called the Gorilla Organisation, and they help to protect the species by protecting their habitats and educating local people. So this charity does absolutely incredible work to help protect this absolutely amazing species. Thank you so much for listening to our talk today, and I hope you've enjoyed it.